Hello everybody, my name's Jack Morgan-Jones and welcome to this, the 8th episode of the Italian Insider Podcast, a Getting On By Now series that uses short stories by Italian authors to talk about modern topics. This one, Un Cattivo Scolaro, is by Stefano Benni, published in 1994, and from it we are going to talk about the mechanics of the surveillance state and how to find our freedom in it. Stefano Benni is an Italian journalist, poet and writer who has sold millions of copies, and although it has been said that his work is commercial, without literary merit, there is a lot to think about in this very slim short story, the title of which translates to a naughty schoolboy. Our protagonist, Zeffirini, is 12, and is described by the author as spotty and cattish, and feels entrapped by the world in which he inhabits. When Zeffirini first arrives in school during the short story, he is stopped by the principal, who notices not that there's anything in particular that's wrong with Zeffirini's rucksack, but rather that there isn't enough that was right about it. He wasn't using it to show off what he liked, for example, with badges or some such other thing. The social credit system in China uses big data and high-res cameras to score citizens to motivate them to display similar societal enthusiasm. And the lesser-known Aadhaar database in India contains information on over 1.2 billion people who are issued with a unique 12-digit number. These are just two of the most prominent examples of extreme surveillance in the modern era. The demands of the modern world mean that it is not implausible that one day such systems will not enter the Western world. Already during lockdown, the Italian police have been using drones, helicopters and motorboats even to monitor citizens, but yesterday on April 16th it was announced that Italy will also unveil the Immuni app to monitor the virus as Italy enters phase 2 of lockdown. Although it will not be mandatory, it's easy to see how an app like this might become necessary in order to keep one's civil liberties, such as travel, for example. On one level, this short story highlights the problems inherent in surveillance states. They tend, after all, to become quite creepy. Zeffirini's Italian teacher quizzes the class on obscure factoids about Italian TV dramas and individual lines spoken by TV actors. Students have to learn sections of the TV news by heart, and Zeffirini is scolded for not having watched enough TV news and for having read a book on a subject that was not at all on the syllabus. Just as free choice is considered a key value in Western societies, freedom of privacy, or from surveillance, is also considered a key right. However, especially in the age of the individual, there is a lot we might learn about ourselves when these rights are partially infringed upon, as we might get creative and reconnect with groups, reconnect with society. In the short story, in the toilets of the school, the children are described as writing things like, and I quote, "Nino's queer, Rosanna sucks Monaldo, Kim's a dickhead, Piero's a junkie," and these are all embellished with sketches of male organs, other anatomical details, and swastikas, unquote. Like these children, we under lockdown are confined, which seemed at first to stifle our creative options, but through the experience we might find new modes of expression, new personalities, like a pugnacious poet, forced, perhaps, to discover the benefits of form and meter. Our right to privacy might be something which actually prevents us from forming unique bonds, from expressing ourselves, or even from experiencing just new ways of being naughty. This isn't to say we should want to be in lockdown forever and surveilled unduly. Zeffirini can't answer his teacher's TV questions, and when the teacher threatens him, saying that if he doesn't, he'll be sent to some kind of correctional school, Zeffirini rightly walks over to the window and jumps out of it to escape.
Zeffirini fu fortunato. La guardia stava seguendo la partita a tutto volume, altrimenti sul monitor alle sue spalle avrebbe visto Zeffirini correre via, veloce come il vento, col merlo dietro.
In this final line, we discover that Zeffirini landed and made good his escape. He was lucky, though. The guard was watching TV at the time, and not the monitor, which, if the stereotype is to be allowed for a second, seems to exemplify the likelihood of the perfectly imperfect nature of any Italian surveillance system.
E se io muoio da partigiano, oh bella ciao, 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 ciao.